Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, goodness. Good morning. This is Melissa with Talk with Trini, a show that is dedicated to the knowledge, kind of messed up, education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. I'm Melissa Aiden DeBerry, licensed clinical addiction specialist. And we just want to wake up this morning and say thank God for keeping us. Thank God for all that He's doing in our lives. And just thank God for wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. As I'm trying to log on. This morning, we're going to be talking about the 11 reasons for getting married. This workshop is a workshop that I've done some time ago for Trinity Counseling Services. Some of the goals of the training is gaining some understanding of how substance use abuse relates to marriage. To learn what resources are available and to develop a basic knowledge of techniques to counsel clients. As an addiction specialist, I've shared with some of my colleagues about working with families or alcoholism and addiction, and one of the statements that they made is that if you're working with a family and if you're working with substance abuse or substance use disorders, mental health disorder, or any other mental health disorders, that you probably need to be dealing with individuals and their families. I thought that was an interesting thought, and I put some thought into it. And as we entered into the year, we began to talk about resolutions and the resolutions that people make. And for the month of February, since February is the month where there's Valentine's Day, it is American Heart Month, then I thought it was a good idea that we looked into relationships for the month February. Last week we talked about all of the reasons. One second, I got distracted. Early morning, 12 of the most common relationship issues faced by couples, and this was an article that I found on relationshipissuesonabout.com. You can look it up at dating.about.com, relationship issues, and it was saying, find out now whether or not you're in a healthy relationship built to last. The 12 of the most common issues faced by couples, some of them include decision-making, avoiding confrontation, finding problems with everyone, being consumed with yourself, sabotaging and avoiding change are just a few of the 12 of the issues. And we shared that, as within addiction and alcoholism, you identify or you admit that you are powerless over the situation and that your life has become unmanageable, and then you consider what has created unmanageability in relationships. And to look further into the issues, the decision maker says finding yourself paralyzed anytime that you need to make an important decision. I'm living on the sidelines. I'm not taking an active role in the events that shape my life. With avoiding confrontation, I hate confrontation and ignore my problems, hoping they will simply fade away. Arriving chronically late, I'm always late. We even have a tendency to no-show for get-togethers and important events. Finding problems with everyone. I have problems with everyone I meet. Can't seem to get past these imperfections and never get close to anyone. Being mired in my own perspective is I have trouble truly understanding the feelings of others not in similar situations. Separation anxiety, feeling tremendous angst anytime a love interest or a close friend leaves. Being consumed with self, I talk about myself too much, leaving little room to remember or to ask friends and family about the important events of their lives. Cutting the cord, being failing to truly separate from my parents' protectiveness. They still provide financial assistance, even though I should be fully independent by now. Sabotaging my success. Have a tendency to ruin my own success by either walking away when I'm on the brink of success or putting myself in situations where I can't possibly succeed. Communicate ineffectively when dealing with conflict. I get angry too quick. Don't say what I'm thinking and never say anything at all, and avoiding change. Talk with Trinity, this show dedicated to the education, enrichment, and license of all people, is sponsored by my organization, which is Trinity Counseling Services. We are located at 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28206. phone number 704-333-2446 and 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215, and the phone number is 336-675-0075. And if you call or you come in, the first thing we're going to do is have an assessment to determine what the presenting problem. You do that with every counseling situation. Some counselors do an intake form. Some counselors will allow you to write down the reason that you are there. It just all depends. And some of the questions that are asked on those forms are things about your work, things about your education, things about your family, any background history of mental health disorders, substance use disorders, any abuse, any type of neglect, and any other information that will be helpful, any other counseling experiences or that you may have been a part of, any education that you've attended, or anything related to any issues. So when you go in for counseling, regardless of what the situation is, including relationships, you will share with the counselor what you believe to be the issue that brings you into counseling. And with the marriage workshop, it is simply to help individuals understand the relationship with substance use disorders, but any marriage retreat, any counseling that works with couples, anything like that, they're going to want you to make an honest assessment of what the issues are that brings you there, that whether or not you're in a healthy relationship, and what are your goals if that is what you resolved to do at the beginning of the year. You're in the second month. Here you are preparing to celebrate Valentine's Day with an individual, expressing your love. And so, yeah, these are some of the considerations that you want to make. So with today's topic, says the top 11 reasons that for getting married. Found this on an individual's website. Her name is Tina Tessa, Tessina.com. Reasons for marriage, and I thought it was interesting because this is her perspective, and I'm sure that there are others that you can look up, but this is just one of the ones that I found online, and I thought it was interesting to speak about it. Top 11 reasons for getting married. Number one, a sense of humor. And there's differences between having a sense of humor, whether you're joking at someone else's expense or at inappropriate times, which can be counterproductive, or using jokes to avoid taking responsibility for one's behavior can prevent you from solving problems. What you're looking for would be the nicer kind that makes life more fun and tough times easier. If they can make you laugh, that may help you through any kind of difficulty that you may face. So you might want to consider, as far as a sense of humor, is it at your expense, calling you fat or making light of your clothes or things like that. So you can check that off as being one of the characteristics that are essential, sense of humor. There are scriptures, and it was my intention to put that, and I'm going to post this onto the website, TrinityCounselingCharlotte.com. And maybe add the scriptures where it says that about a merry heart does make things better. So sense of humor. Number two is they care what you think. Because an individual that asks for and listens to your opinions and feelings or remembers what you say to build on it later responds with empathy, sincerity, and caring is someone you can communicate with, therefore more likely to be able to form a partnership. And you can notice the difference between the appearance of caring and real caring. And then you can talk. Sometimes if you talk long enough, you can begin to finish each other's sentences. Or they say that they should be able to carry on interesting discussion on a variety of topics. They show interest, even when it's something they're not familiar with. And this with the caring, what you think, that involves being respectful. That involves the communication skill. That involves, is there any compatibility? Do they pay attention? Is it caring so that they, unfair fighting are some issues that you see in relationships, and so you share some things with them, and then they bring those things back up to be hurtful, then that's one thing where they cared about learning about how you think or how you feel about different things, or if they're going to use those things against you. Number three, has an opinion also. An individual did say that this conversationalist not only listens to your word and responds, but also has ideas. And the thing is, you don't want anybody to just be agreeing, or just be a yes person. They don't hesitate to agree or disagree when you bring up things or stuff that, you know, you may not believe in. And that establishes boundaries. So those are counseling issues. Are boundaries being respected, or are boundaries being violated? And there is a call-in number if you want to call in, ask any questions, contribute to the discussion, or present any type of resources you may have available that will assist couples as we present these issues. We want to allow individuals to make an honest assessment of the things that might be causing conflict in their relationships so that they can be able to help themselves or help their relationship or help their families. The call-in number is 347-945-5924. 347-945-5924. You also can email LewisTrinityCounseling@gmail.com. Again, to present, we are compiling the resource list for individuals in the community. We would appreciate it if you would forward that information to us so that we can have that information on file. And that I am a licensed clinical addiction specialist and a licensed professional counselor associate. I'm working with individuals who have other co-occurring disorders as related to drugs and alcohol, relationships with families or not. I'm not a marriage and family therapist, but there are individuals that I know in the field that can help with those matters, and I can pass that information along to you if you need it in order to work on these issues. So I can't, if I understand that family is an area to focus on, but if that's not my specialty, I'm not going to go outside of the scope of my practice, that we will work on the foundational things like getting individuals clean and sober, or to work on relapse prevention, substance abuse education, as that relates to their lives. And then once we've made an honest assessment of that, maybe do they need treatment, or do they need participating groups, involvement family in those groups so they can understand what drugs and alcohol can do or the effect that it has on the families. And then move individuals forward after a certain period of time, or work in tandem with an individual to work on these issues, because these are concerns that come up in families when they begin to have desire for change and things of that nature. Number four of the 11 reasons for getting married can work things out with you. And so there is research that shows that the single most important quality which determines whether a relationship can succeed is how well couples problem solve. If you have a disagreement while dating, it's an opportunity to work out those things together without becoming defensive or sarcastic, listening to each other, working towards a solution, because the relationship has an excellent chance. And in substance use disorder and in that type of education, there is a series of a list of defense mechanisms that are employed when things become uncomfortable. Is there blaming? Is there lying? Is there humor at the expense of others? There's a whole list of denial that can come into play. So if the relationship is going to succeed, solving problems will involve actually laying the problem out and breaking it into steps. We always talk about SMART goals, being specific in what it is that you need to do, measuring out how long it's going to take, the time it's going to take, whether it's achievable or not, and if it's realistic. And if there's drug and alcohol that is involved, then there's a time frame of recovery before you can work on more in-depth issues that may also be causing problems. If it is family, if it is family background, if it is the need for the completion of a genogram to see what the family has in the history that may be producing problems for individuals currently, then be able to do that as well. As it relates to drugs and alcohol, and then lead it into more in-depth continuation of counseling that will be needed for the family. Number five is accepting who you are. There is a book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. It basically says that you're off of different planets, but this is unique, special, and need to be able to understand each other and accept to see things differently. That is one of the concepts that we discuss when we're in group dealing with individuals who might be from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. They might be rich, they may be poor, they may have education, they may not have little education, they have life experiences, no life experiences, but just accepting individuals with where they are and not becoming defensive or threatened by those differences can be more interesting, and working through those different interests, opinions, attitudes, and ideas that will help the relationship and becoming secure and safe in the relationship to know where you meet and where you are different, and just going along with accepting the individuals with who they are and what they're good at. And that is an important idea that is presented, accepting who you are. That's accepting individuality. Sometimes when you have alcohol and drugs involved, or mental health disorders, individuals are uncomfortable with who they are. They don't make an honest assessment of who they are, where they come from, or how their background is related to their past, their present, and their future. And so just getting to work on those issues may require some other counseling concepts, such as stages of change. Where is an individual in their thought process? Are they, before thinking about it being an issue, are they thinking about it as an issue? Are they beginning to make a plan? Are they taking action? Are they trying to maintain? And so just understanding who you are as an individual, there is, when we talk about relationships or relationships with ourselves, relationships with our families, or things in group, then we share when you develop a timeline, see what kind of patterns of behavior that you have, and the exposing of different values, belief systems that may be involved in counseling. And so all of that is going to be helpful to an individual. And then once you get to counseling, you can begin to present these ideas, some journals, some written documentation of what you have learned as far as who you are. And then number six is openness, disclosing self. Because the whole point of dating is to get to know each other. While you both may want to take a little time for disclosing too much, your date should be comfortable talking about him or herself. Should not be like too full in to find out what you need to know. I've read before 90 days is a pretty good amount of time to get to know someone and to see, you know, what their characteristics are. And then after the 90 days, they need to build on those things. The 90 days is important in recovery. The 90 days is a time when, depending on how much of a change that you're willing to make, you begin to see that the changes may or may not set. And individuals oftentimes relapse after between 60 and 90 days, feeling like they don't need any help, or they don't need to continue to maintain, or they may just relapse back to the old behavior. So 90 days is a good amount of time to see if an individual is committed or determined versus it being fleeting. 6 months, it says, in recovery, it's a time for decision making. The suggestion is that you not to do anything rash in those 6 months, so to wait to see what may come, because then within 9 months, an individual may have a hard time of relapse again because they may stop the things that they are doing. And then 1 year, you're into emotional recovery, which actually becomes a person's true self. So if you apply that to a relationship idea, it would work just the same. 1 year would be a good amount of time to begin to recognize how a person thinks, how a person feels about certain situations, how they deal with anger. So just kind of taking things slow and, that's openness, that which is actually, so we spoke about honesty, which is number one, openness, and then willingness. So openness, are you open to disclosing yourself and your flaws and things that create who you are? Number seven is a together life, job, friends, family, relationship, interest. What is a healthy and balanced person? As well, it's important to have time. Relaxation time to meditate or think. Life includes the career, hobbies, and sports, being service of friends, a family's reassurance that the individual is motivated, focused, and able to relate. What are they interested in? So what do their families do? What do they do for fun? Is another reason to get married, because they have similar beliefs and values that you do. And the Bible speaks about being equally yoked, and this is where this will come in. slide number 7, are you thinking the same things or the same ideas about family, same ideas about job, friends, and the like? And then number 8 is intelligence. So you don't, the individual doesn't need to be a member of Mensa or a mathematical genius, but look for enough intelligence that you can respect and admire each other. Several kinds of intelligence, school learning, independent education, life experiences. You want someone that's going to maintain your interest and, you know, have a pretty healthy intelligence, or you can learn and grow together. You want that to be able to continue. Intelligence is important, but that's listed as number 8. Number 9 is modesty, humility, ego, these things in balance. As you learn about the person, you want to observe their character and personality for signs and balances itself. If your date can keep participating in perspective, it means personal shortcomings that rise above disappointments and losses. So that's a, what is their character makeup in addiction to alcoholism? These are identified as character defects that appear in step 4. So you go through admitting your powerlessness, coming to believe in a power greater than yourself, can restore you to sanity and making a conscious decision to turn your will and life over to the care of God as you understand them. When you get to the character defects or the resentment, or, there's a whole workbook where you can take this information and journal it, look at patterns of behavior from the timeline, put all these things together as far as relationships go, and see, where are you humble, what is your ego, where have you been resilient, what are your personal shortcomings, what are the disappointments, who are you, so when that comes into play, you have about family, do they have issues with the family, issues with the relationship with their parents, issues with relationships with others in the family, and how is that replaying itself? That is a family system discussion that is often considered when you do deal with alcoholism and addiction. Was there drinking and drugs in the family history? And if so, what is the effect that it had on them? What is the part that they play in that? And how does that affect the relationship, the current relationship they're in? Which does lead into number 10, which is emotionally mature. Maturity is another character trait that you desire an individual to have. Are they mature in some areas, immature in some areas, mature in other ones, and are they easily managed? Are you willing to go through those in a relationship, or is it too much? If the independent person immature creates a bit of selfishness and other negative things that cause individuals to not be able to relate completely or totally with the family and into this, how the relationship is going to be. It's more about the maturity aspect. And most people want to think that they are mature and responsible and just kind of working through things, self-regulating, emotionally responsive, motivated, and in control of their impulses, being capable of being supportive no matter what joys or sorrows, successes or failures. And these are important characteristics when you're entering into relationships. Things may not always go as planned, and you're going to want somebody that's able to deal with things and not run away from them, not getting upset about them, but just kind of problem solving and going through it. Then your number 11 is having a healthy history of relationships. Not perfect, it's normal. That's looking at patterns of behavior. What counts is whether your date has learned from the problems in front of it. His own, her own weaknesses and shortcomings and grown as a result of setback. If they're willing to talk openly about their past relationships, explain what went wrong, or learning to correct them, that's one thing. But if they decide on that's something different, if your date expresses a willingness to seek counseling in the event that problems should occur, for that is our favor. That is the whole focus of our discussion for the month of February. This is the top 11 reasons for individuals getting married. There is a phone number, 562-438-8077, for the individual that wrote this information. Again, depending on where you're listening, you can call in and say, these are some things that were presented. Swim Talk with Trinity, we're dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all people. If there are alcohol and drug issues that need to be addressed, either prior to or during counseling situation or relationships, please don't hesitate to give us a call, 704-323-2446, 336-275-0075. We're located in Charlotte and in Burlington. Our Charlotte location is 1801 North Kion Street, Suite 311B. And the zip code is 28206, and our Burlington location is 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, North Carolina, 27215. If you have any questions or concerns, you want to email us at melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. Find us on trinitycounselingcharlotte.com, and there's a link to where you can email us from there. And if you just want to help individuals, again, this month we will be speaking participation for individuals that provide counseling and support for individuals and couples. If you are a provider of these services, if you would want to share that information with us so that we can pass that information along, or talk with us and let us know how individuals can access your resources, don't hesitate to give us a call or email us with that information. This is not self-promotion, although I am a provider of those services. This is just in order to help individuals to continue to learn and grow in their relationships and learn and grow with their families for the benefit of that. Next week, we are going to address substance abuse and intimate relationships. We're going to look at some statistics of the marriage rate that we have. Again, we're going to be looking at the effects of substance abuse and marriage. We're going to continue to present whatever resources that are available in the community. Continue to help people to develop a basic knowledge of the techniques that they're going to face so that they have understanding to get the best benefit from counseling. We only have a little bit of time in order to participate in counseling. Say your insurance only covers a few sessions, then at least you'll be prepared for what you'll be facing. We'll look at the statistics. We'll look at some of the problems. We'll look at what counseling offers. And we are developing a workshop series for individuals, laypersons, to come in and learn this information firsthand, face-to-face, and not just during a 30-minute introduction on the radio. And on next week, our talk with Trinity is from 8 to 8:30. Again, our call-in number is 347-945-5924. And we just want to thank God for the opportunity to continue to gain wisdom and knowledge and instruction on live our life to the best that we are able. And I just wish everyone to thank God just to keep us safe and allow us to continue to go about our lives in the way in which we should go. And every encounter that we have is counted as a joy, an experience that is necessary in order to help us grow as better people. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. We wish everyone a good rest of the day and be blessed. I'm Melissa Ann and we're going to talk with Trinity. Thank you. Cool.